ויצחק בלזו, כוח ואויר, מאמורים על בקב רבי ישראל סלנטר סייפר, זה איזה ביג יסויד, אבל אם אתם במערכיב את, היא בואי זאת הנגמור אין קידושין דף פי א', נגמור עושה איזה פליימוי, הברוגי למימר כל יוי מגירה בעיני דסותן. He's throwing chitzim, he's throwing arrows inside the eyes of the sotan. Every day he would say, throwing arrows in the eyes of the sotan, between the eyes, like you shoot inside the eyes. Yom echad male yom de kippur ehave. One day it was Erev Yom Kippur. Idam elei ke'anye. So the sotan came look like a poor person. Ose kora above, he knocked on the door. So afikule riftei, they gave him some bread. Amale yoyme ki ahitne, a day like today, kula alme gavoi v'ano abroi, everyone is sitting inside, I'll eat outside. Aile. They let him into the house. Amale yoyme ki ahitne, kula alme atocha, everyone is eating, so ganze tafshilim, you know, I'm sitting inside the house, but on the side. They put him on the table. Have a Yosef. So the Sultan sat down on the table together with them. Moli nafshe shchine vekive. He filled his body full with shchin, with all different sores. It's very moistic to be there. They have a ka'ovid mile de mois. And he did moistic zachen. Omru leitiv shapir. Sit nicely, you know. Look at a little bit more of a kavadik. Amalei aveli kosa, give me a cup full of wine. They give him a cup of wine, he started to spit into the cup of wine. So he started to yell at him, you know. Miss. So he pretended that he's dead. And he made kiilu a koil, but kiilu the government, the police, the tzayore, the melech, they're coming and oh, Plamer killed someone. So Plamer ran out of the city. He was hiding in the Beis Akisa. Ozal Basrei, the Sotan, runs after him to this place. And Nofal Kamen, again, he was laying dead there in the Beis Akisa near him. Ki chazad ave mitztar, when he saw that Plamer has mamish such a pachad moves. Galilei nafshei. So he was megala himself that he's the Yitzhar. Omale the Yitzhar told him, my time me'amar soch, why every day you start up with me? You say, gire sot, gire be'ene de sot. So look what play my answer said. Ve'elo eimem, heiche eimis, so what I will say, what else I could say? What do you want me to say? I have to say these words. Omale le'eimer ma'a rachmon en nigar besot. Kudosh Baruch Hu yalav nesot. And this Gemara is a very, very modern Gemara. It's a modern Gemara. He has all the kashas, when the Sotan comes, Yom Kippur, he's asking a lot of kashas, and every question. The Yisoyedat Vorim, the Bitzchok Blazer says, he says the following Yisoyed. He says, Be'etzem, the mitzias of the world is, when you have a war with someone, there's a zach that is called Taiva Sanitzuach. You're fighting with someone, you want to win him. Most of Machlekes and Klaus will give birth of that Mahalach, yeah? You want to win the other party. The whole world, Stipler explains that Be'etzem, Lamol, what people did with Shvarim, today is sports, but it's the same Yisoyed Be'etzem. People are Mo'ir, Taivas HaNitzuach, and that's the way they live. They live off Taivas HaNitzuach. They win, they lose. Politics, parties. The Stipler explains it to Chai Olam. So Taivas HaNitzuach, all of us are like that. Someone does something to you, you're waiting for him to lose. You can't hold yourself. Be'etzem the Yetzer Hara makes a milchama with a person. יצרו של אדם מסגבר עליו בכל יום, הוא מבקש להמיסו. יצרו בעצם, every day wants to kill the person. בעצם, a person had to have a taivas הניצוח. Just to show the יצרו that he can't. Just to show him that he can't. And if a person would have such a taivas הניצוח, בעצם, the avodah would be very easy. The avodah would be very easy. Because כך עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא, every person wants to win a war. It's a taivas הניצוח. If it's up to him that he could win. People danger their life to take nekama. Here people keep nekama for 60, 70 years. People spoil everything what they have. They do all the stupid movements in their life. Taivas HaNitzuach. Taivas HaNitzuach. Kach osu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zagris et taiv et ezko. Taivas HaNitzuach. That's what people have. Taivas HaNitzuach. The Satan has a koyach, he comes to a person fakert from Taivas HaNitzuach. He shows them the Olam Hazeh, so gishmak the ice cream, so gishmak the steak, so gishmak to eat out, so gishmak to go away for Shabbos, so gishmak to burn from the sun, the beach, yeah? Instead of telling him, Gehenem, fire, he mamash likes me, he's my friend. Aber lo yitzur, a person would have taivas hanitzuach, he would eat the Yetzirah alive. Zog Reb Yitzchak Blazer, Pleimo every morning got up, and he had to warm himself for the war. Gire Be'ene the Satan. I will shoot an arrow in the eyes of the Satan. He said it, and he did it. I'm learning now. You see Satan? He managed to make himself and the Satan a bar plukt. When you manage to make yourself in the Satan about Plukta, you win the war. And the Satan, big maimer there, I think it's one of the last ma'amorim in Koich Ve'oir, beautiful there. And the Satan makes the whole ma'aroche, the whole milchome, he explains every part where the Satan was merames. When it comes to the last point, Plamo tells the Sultan, so what do you want me to do? This is the way to fight with you. What are you telling me? Why you start up with me every day? My boy, this is the way to fight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me to fight the Sultan. And this is what he explains, that אם אין הקדוש ברוך הוא עזר אלוהי בכל יום ויום יצרי של אדם מסגבר עליו ואם אין הקדוש ברוך הוא עזר אלוהי אין היוח אלוהי. This was his time at the Plamo. Plamo, you're missing, this was, he came to Mechanach Plamo בעצם. So the Tavkid of the Yitzah בעצם. He told him, you have to know שזה לא ריבונו של עולם. If it's no ריבונו של עולם, I could, ערב יום כיפור, I could come to your house, Yarav Yom Kippur, every person is working on himself, working on himself, working on himself. I'll make everyone angry, angry, and then they will yell at me so stark that Mamish could scare me from yelling that I could die from the yell. To make me such bizyoinus. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to help the level of the nisyoinus, that the nisyoinus would be in the level that a person could be aimed. A person has to daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not every morning feel, I am winning the Yitzhahore. It's a war with the Yitzhahore, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will help me to war, to fight. This is really in the Sia Madrege of Playmoy. This is the second part of the Maimar, She'ena Negel in Yoneinu. The part of the Maimar that is Negel in Yoneinu is the Soid Avoida. I said over recently, and I said over a couple of times already, I want to bring over this Chalek that is Negel to this Nekuda. So I read over from the door of the Chofetz Chaim. The door of the Chofetz Chaim. She's saying, you know, the Chofetz Chaim was very poor. He was nothing when he was young. He had garnished. Garnished. Mamish, anius neiro. Anius neiro. Nothing. She was sitting in the house, and her mother, the wife of the Chofetz Chaim, would bring in breakfast. what she bought for breakfast. Piece of bread and tea, a cup of tea. But the bread was not fresh bread. She would buy from the bread from the baker, the yesterday bread. It's half price. You know, not like today, Angelo does, they take it back if you don't sell it. The baker bakes what is left over, he has to slowly sell it cheaper. Then was the good bread, then was the loads of bread that broke. Popped. So he had some pieces, like pieces of bread. So the second day, these pieces were like mamish cheap, should be cheap. So this what he could have afforded. It was very hard, and the Chafetz Chaim would dip it in the cup of tea. And this was his breakfast. One day, his mother, they didn't have money in the house, they were so poor, they couldn't afford even to buy this bread. So her mother, this is the daughter of Chafetz Chaim, saying over, she came in to serve the breakfast, but on that day she didn't bring a piece of bread. She only bought the tea, with no bread. But her eyes were kissing, she was crying, you know, this is what she's serving her husband, only a cup of tea. She's walking into the room, you know, you could feel the Chafetz Chaim sitting and learning, he picks up his eyes, he sees his wife coming in, a cup of tea for breakfast. So it's quiet in the room, and the Chafetz Chaim gives a bang at the table, and the Chafetz Chaim said, Ich weiß was du willst, the Yitzhak Hore. Du willst Yisrael Meir v'nish lernen Teire. Yisrael Meir will not learn Teire. Yisrael Meir will yo lernen Teire. Ich weiß was du willst. Du willst Yisrael Meir will nicht sein Adam Gott. Yisrael Meir will ja sein Adam Gott. Yisrael Meir will ja sein Adam Gott. And we came out of Chofetz Chaim. This is the war. Chofetz Chaim felt as a milchoma. If someone would come with a gun now, don't be a yid. What would be a yid? Killing all of you if you're learning. We'll hide someone under the ground and we'll learn with the ganze matzah. The only problem is that today he didn't come in the morning with a gun. And I saw him, 9:30, he came to yeshiva, he just shut the air conditioner for an hour, yeah? Some people learn a little bit less, some people just wiping themselves, you know, went out for more drinks or something like that, yeah? More candy, the chvetzi rossi does not open toys, yeah? Well, he came with a gun. Just the gun was a different gun. No, that's hot today. That's for sure. But if you would come with a gun and say, stop to learn now, if not I'm shooting, everyone will start to learn. Shoot, Adama, yeah? Hope so, yeah? But the Talmud says, we don't feel as a milchama. Yitzri shel odom mizgaber olo b'chol yoyim u'mevakesh lehamisoy. U'mevakesh lehamisoy. It's not a marshal. It's not a marshal, it's bidiyuk. No, we have a God Lador Rebel Yashiv. We don't have Musogim. Okay, Rebel Yashiv, Tzadik, yeah. You know how much kids Rebel Yashiv lost over his life? 5 kids. The first kid that he lost was a daughter, 15 years old. They were very poor, there was not enough food. So she was a little bit sick. So all the Mishpacha says it would be better food, but he couldn't afford it. So she just died under the hands. Then he had a kid 3 years old with the Arabs shooting bombs. The kid died. Then he lost another 3 kids. Mazrilay about the one that she lost. Now that doesn't have kids. Zilberstein's wife. A Berlin's wife. The person comes to the Shemayim. He said, yeah, you know, Abliyashiv lived, but you know, I'm Balisurim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will understand me. And I was like, who was a bigger Balisuri? He looked at me and said, okay, now he's losing, he's a Hajj, he's not going to lose the door. He lost, when he got given a stoop to essen, there was nothing good to eat in the house. Nothing good to eat, a kid is dying because there's no food. You don't understand what it means, what kind of starve, hunger was in the house. Then they lose another kid. The Yitzhahore has a milchama with everyone. Chatzke Levenstein brings down. Once a Bacher asked him, or he himself asked, what's the pshat? I was saying to Yotzum in Mitzrayim, so much nisyoinus every time, they almost lose it. Asaf Suf, kemisoinim, every time, it looks like it doesn't go, yeah? Just the, you know, it's like, they just don't know, like, get into that song, that's the guy. If not, like every time, however many of Ashmidim, like, it's just not going. What's the pshat? And Pchatzkel says, and I yelled at myself, the Bistazokin Abin Shivim, and you could ask such a shaila, you don't understand the whole world is one Nisoyan to Oyser Hotzen Hashem. It's not the Pshat that is Gishmaki years, and in between is like little candies of Nisoyanus. The life is one big Nisoyan to do Hotzen Hashem. Sometimes he feels that you can't anymore, he gives you to breathe, Ebbis. And miyad the next Nisoyan. Sometimes you see life is good for you, who knows what Nisoyan is giving you then? Who knows what Nisoyan is giving you then? Life is good, you're just benching without Seamus, Aveyus Kacha. He knows, with no food, you'll bench with Azak Kavone. So he didn't give you food for 2 weeks, you'll bench with Kavone. Because so you pass the Nisoyan. He gives you, you start to eat in all different Rabbanus and all different Zachen, yeah? Say, before you didn't have money. So he saw you're only going to kosher people, yeah? Maybe for the fancy people, you start to go to all different kind of people, yeah? So the Pchatzker, it's not the Pshat, it's the life, and it's Grada and Nisoyan. It's a big mistake. The life is one Nisoyan, the whole life. Meli says, it's not a Pele. What is happening every time Klal Yisrael open the Midbar, every time the Obus? This is the Metzius. This is the Metzius. They're both there. They're holding in the top, and the top of the top. So there it's mamish, it's a war, it's no breaks. It's again and again, they fall. Nisoyan has to be 50-50. If it's not 50-50, it's not a Nisoyan. This is the Melchome. If a person will understand that this is his life, Milchemes Ayetzo V'chayolov, it's not some people think that from now till tomorrow, there's no shtark in Nisoyan, it's tomorrow, right on the sugya, yeah? Tonight is like the leftovers of the day, yeah? Yitzhak has a whole plan now, from now till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, how you will not make what you have to do in this next 6 hours. You have to learn X amount of hours, you have to dive in X amount. He has a whole plan how you will eat without brochas, without kavanah, how marriage will be without kavanah, if you remember the daven, bichlal, the minyan, then how seder will be like, you know, apom, nudon, apom. He has all plans. There's a whole war. Like you planning sometime a whole zman, ben azmanim, the Yitzhak says now from now till 12 o'clock by night, he has a whole system how to be machshuli. This is the milchama. This is the milchama sayyitza. And this is the way Playmoy was mechazik himself. Playmoy was mechazik himself. Gir rabbeinu sotn. Every day. Kol yoy mehave omar. Gir rabbeinu sotn. I'm shooting in his eyes. I'm fighting him. He's trying to march. I'm winning. And when you get this time of Nitzachon, it could keep you going. You could have that cheshek. But the Yitzhahore is machlishet. The Yitzhahore shots it. He shots it. Down. How the Chofetz Chaim manage? Ich weiß, was du willst. You want Yisrael Meir, will not learn Teire. Ich weiß, was du willst. This is the side of the Atzloche. Bechol yoyim veyoyim Yitzri mevakesh lam Yisrael. V'imein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael lo yeinu yochel. The person will understand. He's in a war. And the Chavis Al-Vav says, you know, when he saw the Chayolim coming back from the war, Omar Shavte ben HaMilchome HaKtano LaMilchome HaGdoilo Milchemes HaYetzo V'Chayolov. Our mistake is we think, yeah, it's a war, you know, if I will be a Talmid Chochem or not. It's a big war, like, you know, in the end, who will get the flag? Yeah, I'll be a Talmud Chochem or I'll be a Balabas? No, it's the Ganze war. Oh, some, I'll be a Balabas or a Shegetz, yeah? This is the Ganze about Milchome. And every hour is a milchama. Bechol yoyim veyoyim. Bechol yoyim veyoyim. This is the Duke of Yitzchak Blaser. Omale, so ma'ikili le'meima. What you want me to say to you? It's not what I could say. This is the way to fight. And he's masbir. It's great to see it. We have time inside. He came to him, Erev Yom Kippur, when a person is working on himself. He said he gave him a window of time. Like we call it. It's 5 minutes before Yom Kippur. He showed him in that time, I could come dressed up like a poor person. I knock on the door. First I ask for bread. epistaiva. I get a step in, put me on the table. So das mitzvah, he says. So das mitzvah. Rav Yom Kippur. Put me on the table. I start to do dvorim minosim. I ask for a cup of wine. I become very friendly. And dear, I'm machshav. Erev Yom Kippur. I have time. Say, okay, the guy's already for Yom Kippur. And he's working on himself. Look what mishpacha it was. Whole family, ichi person came. And everyone, Erev Yom Kippur, put him on the table. And with the ganze zach, yeah? And the gaboy will not let him in, yeah? But outs. And so I told him, you think I'm sleeping? You think you could fight me? You know what is the war. That's bigger from what you think. That's every minute the war is there. Every second the war is there. You need a Ribbono Shel Olam to help you. But again, this is already a chelik that is not negea le'ikar what we're discussing. But the chalokim, so the milchom, the milchemes ha'yitzer, he's masbi, you know, the koich ve'oir and the Yisrael, the Yisrael, that they were machzir, the musar, machzir musar la'atorah. So again, he, in the end, what he wants to fear is, says, if a person has a war, he doesn't prepare the shelters, he doesn't prepare guns. It's a big war. The person says, okay, I will fight. The Arabs are coming, it's a war. I will fight. How? I will fight. They come, he starts to hit with his hands. Yeah, he will lose the war. So this is a terrible war every second. A person has to have kelim how to fight. A person has to have kelim. Says when a person takes on himself musa every day, he says to mechadad is a war. I have to work on kas. I have to work on gaive. Says a person in one little thing, he says. He says, "We're going to tie the covet, Sheamus, kedusha, everything. Bitl teire, kibud aveim. The Yitzhahore is fighting on every mitzvah. Says lehavdil, there's a war. You know, there's a whole army have to capture one building, and there's a whole army that's going to capture the other building. Says every person has every day hundreds of mitzvahs that he has to do, and the Yitzhahore on every mitzvah has hundreds of plans how to get it." Kibbutav, he's the vow making his parents get all angry at him to leave him a bad message that he will call and yell. This is like 5 minutes before Seder. Then outside he prepares for him, like, you know, he puts a guy that puts some candies outside that he will take one candy without, you know, without paying as a claim of the six. Or no, he will plan to pay and then he will forget. And he has an old plan. No, let him to plan. Then he will forget. Then he goes weiter. He's diving in Ma'ariv, you know. Makes the guy near him to play with something. So like this, Mari Larovim, you know, he's busy. Apol Shemus on Kavona, he skips a couple of words in Krishma. He has a whole plan. So Mari, he sends this guy to the Amud that disturbs him. So the whole Mari goes, then he pulls away his Chavrusa a little bit for night later. So then someone comes 10 o'clock to call him to go somewhere. It's a horror. He won 51, 55 once tonight. Person will be mischazek. It's a milchama. It's a milchama. The Yitzchor, like Abchatzkel said, is not grades nisyoinus. I bring the lashon inside. He says, "Tzaakti Yecheskel, ein lekavona sheyesh gam nisyoinus b'chaim. Bonu lekan lihisnasois lasis ritzoinu yisborach. It's easier nisyoinus and shvacher nisyoinus." אבל בונו לכאן להסנסויס. This is the מלחמס היצר וחיולו. If a person will take on himself. Even, I'm not saying, you know, I like to speak practical. Sometimes people say, if you speak too high, it's very hard for people to take it down. Especially in a war, you know, we have to speak practical. You know, if it's a sirens, what to do, you know, we're going to be in the ma'isadik. A person takes on himself once a day. Although with a sefer Musa, although not, although as if he play me once a day to feel is a milchama. He wants to win me. Right, something terrible happens to me. It's taka terrible. Taka terrible, mamish. Eats you up. So okay. It's one thing, you have to deal with the problem. But it's all has a plan. Today he wants davening with his Irish davening, learning. I have to win today. I will win in a hard day today, I manage to learn. I won today. I won the war today. I have to win every day. I have to come with winning the war today. If a person will manage every day to win the war with that day is winning, like this, he will build up atzloches and atzloches. Be'ez Hashem, he will become a big Talmid Chacham.